This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is still absorbing yesterday's historic turn of events.
I have decided it is time for me to step down as Alabama's governor.
Governor Robert Bentley resigned Monday after he became embroiled in scandal. He faced allegations he used state resources and intimidated staff to cover up an affair. What happens from here? We get some answers from WBHM's Dan Carson.
For a long time, Republican State Representative Jack Williams defended Governor Robert Bentley, until Williams says things really spiraled downhill.
I felt like the way the governor handled things was a little presumptuous. Hey, I've asked for forgiveness. Now it's on you to forgive me, and if you don't, you're the one that's wrong. And my faith teaches me that forgiveness is a gift, and it's given, it's not taken.
Bentley was at the center of a long-running sex scandal involving a political aide and allegedly intimidated people to cover it up. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor campaign finance charges. Even so, Williams is confident about the big picture, especially when it comes to economics.
We live in a broken world, and we got folks running around here screaming, this is going to kill us in economic development. Well, in the last 10 or 12 years, New Jersey and New York have gone through governors resigning over similar scandals. Last time I was in New Jersey and New York, neither of those were withered up and dying.
He says the whole affair has been a distraction that'll soon fade. When it comes to state politics, Natalie Davis of Birmingham Southern College does not expect it to weaken the Republican Party's hold on power.
I think it's going to take a while for the Republican Party to really get beat up because there has to be a Democratic Party to do it. And right now, there isn't one.
And on issues facing the state, prisons, health care, a lottery, budgets, Davis says there's no telling where new governor Kay Ivey will stand. Part of that is because she'd been lieutenant governor.
The role of the lieutenant governor is not to take sides. You may be starting over. That stuff can either just fall by the wayside or continue.
Davis and Representative Williams say Ivey's decades of political experience will help her in the governor's office. But Bentley had political experience, too. He'd been a lawmaker who, ironically, says Williams, gradually lost touch with lawmakers. So Williams advises new governor Ivey,
surround yourself with good people and work with the legislature. The system works because there was an issue that arose and the issue is being dealt with.
He and other lawmakers say they hope the storm has blown over so they can get back to business. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.